Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Quick fit tip, but as always, super important and not something you're going to hear probably many other places. And I'm going to talk about two mindsets, and that's TOO. Now, I say it frequently. Been in this industry a really long time, which means I have pretty much seen it all, heard it all, done it all. And that includes working with thousands and thousands of people. And what is incredible is this TOO mindset. Now, I've wanted to do this fit tip, this topic, for some time now. But today, someone asked me about cortisol and how it affects exercise and basically ties right into this topic. I will do an entire show on that. I have yet to do that. Cortisol, confusion there, including what this person was asking about, but it is tied into too much exercise. Now, drives me crazy. I get it. We do the studies on that because we want to find the dosage, right? What's the proper dosage of exercise like anything else? What is the least amount possible that we can do and get results? I have a problem with that because, like, exercise is really good for so many different things. We shouldn't try to do the least amount. We should try to do it as frequently as possible. But we also don't want to get hurt. We don't want to do too much to get overtrained. But again, this ties exactly into this topic. Two mindsets. And that goes for the extreme ends of the spectrum, too little and too much. And when it comes to exercise, and you can throw nutrition in there as well, there is that spectrum. We are a pendulum, too little and too much. Here's the phenomenon that I have seen over the years. The people who think they are doing too much, it's going to be tough love. But the people who are worried, concerned, thinking about doing too much have no reason to worry. And the people who potentially are doing too much, which is such a small number, such a small, like percentage points in the grand scheme of things, don't think they are. They don't think they're doing enough. So the people who are doing too little aren't doing too much, but are worried about it. And listen, I always want the questions. Ask me, because you are asking questions based on bad information that you're getting all the time. Too much exercise and too much running and too much this and too much that. But the people, by definition, who are doing an insane amount don't think they are. And that's why they're doing an insane amount, people. And so my point is this: there is next to no middle ground. As crazy as that sounds, you go, that can't be true. No, it is. The excessive moderation I talk about over and over and over again that publishers don't want to put on a book title. That's the problem, is we are, give me the least amount possible, and then we are doing too much as an incredibly small subset for reasons other than physical, for the most part. Those people who are generally doing an insane amount of exercise, there's a huge psychological component. And here's the other thing. The body is a really smart machine when it comes to too much. You will run into problems. Doing HIIT workouts every day, doing an insane amount of exercise all the time, overtraining syndrome, injury, burnout. But the vast majority of people, I will say again, who are concerned that they're doing too much, right? This goes for those who are worried they're, doing cardio at too high an intensity and they're only burning carbs instead of fat. Or, you know, there's that meme of the marathon runner versus the sprinter. And so if it were true that doing too much cardio kept you from losing weight, then why would people be circulating that meme of, oh, look at how skinny this marathon runner is? It is simple. It is simple when it comes to weight loss, because that's what we're talking about here. Unfortunately, I am constantly getting away from that. But when we're talking about weight loss, if you exercise a heck of a lot, you will lose weight. You're going to burn calories, people. Yes, the body is smart and tries to hold on to a certain amount of energy stores. But if that crazy notion about, you know, there's no way that you can override your body's natural desire, programming to preserve energy if you exercise, well, then it just holds. So then no one could ever get skinny. No one could ever go lose weight. And it goes to that incredible contradiction as well about that tied in with fasting. If, as people say, well, I'm not losing weight because I'm not eating enough and my body's holding on to it, well, then why would fasting be such a huge rage, a huge fad right now? Back, it comes and goes like everything else. If it were true that going 16 hours or whatever your window is without eating just made your body slow down so it's not going to burn anything, well, then no one could ever lose weight. So my point is simple. When you work hard, when you do cardio, when you do anything that increases your heart rate, caloric expenditure, you're going to lose weight when all things are equal. And for those people who are, one final time, that small percentage that are doing an insane amount of exercise, don't think they are. So don't worry about too much or too little when it comes to this. It's really about doing too much of one thing. I've talked about this on other shows. This ties into balance. This ties into what I said earlier, excessive moderation. And it ties into the five, I make it six, components of fitness. If you only do cardio, you're still going to burn calories, people. You're still going to lose weight, but you're going to have issues. if you don't strength train and eat properly and refuel and all of those things. If you only diet, go on fad diets and don't do cardio and don't strength train, you're going to have issues. So when we say too much or too little, it's about one thing exclusively, or even two, but it's generally one. So it's really hard to do too much when you focus on all the components of fitness. You don't have time. Time is an issue. I'm going to strength train. I'm going to work on my balance. I'm going to work on, you know, cardio. I'm going to do all of these different things. So too much goes to exclusivity of generally focusing on things that you enjoy, which is okay, but not at the exclusion of everything else and things that you're good at. Are you the strength training person, as I said? Oh, that's all. And then they poo-poo the cardio. Or are you the cardio person who doesn't want to strength train? You need to do it all. So stop worrying about too much, because if you're worried about too much, chances are you're not doing enough and you're not doing a balanced approach. You're not taking a balanced approach. You want to do a little, a lot, not do a lot, a little bit. And I'll leave you with this. When I coached clients as well, online, for different events, one of my major roles was telling those type A's who didn't think they were doing enough to do less and to add balance in. And you know what? As I've said in the past, I lost a lot of those clients and I was fine with that because they wanted to do more and they wanted to do more. And I wasn't going to get them hurt. They could do that on their own. I wasn't going to give them too much. And there's a fine line when you are truly competing at a really high level. It's a fine line between too much. And that's the art and the science and the balance and the just incredible world of competition. You often don't know where the line is until you cross it. But the vast majority of people don't have to worry about that. Don't worry about doing too much. Worry about doing not enough of all of the different components and focusing on that. And then it's never an issue. What are the five components of fitness? Listen to that podcast. But it's strength, it's cardio. I throw in balance training as well. It's muscular strength and endurance and cardiovascular endurance, body composition, and flexibility. When you're stretching and doing strength training and doing cardio, and I'll throw in the mental side as well, don't worry about too much. Worry about balance. All right? Tough love, but your body's going to tell you if you're doing too much, or your spouse. All right. Whew. Tough topic. It's tough. Because I know those of you who are concerned about too much because you've read this garbagey articles that take science and twist it to make you feel better about not seeing results because you're doing too much. You're working out at too high an intensity. You're doing too much cardio. No. Just not balanced. All right. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to the podcast. Rate the podcast. Reach out if you want to with questions, comments. I'd love to hear from you. Tom H. Fit. Instagram and Twitter. Tom H. Fit. Go to fitnessdisrupted.com as well and email me through the site. Newest book is The Micro Workout Plan. I'm really proud of that book. Appeals to the most of you out of all the books I have written. And it goes to everything that this show's about. All right. Remember, I have one goal: to help you live your best life. And there are three things you control: how much you move, what you put into your mouths, and your attitude. And that is awesome. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all, every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.